So what I'm going to give you are the core skills that are the simplest, fastest, easiest, and that I can make any change in anybody from a child who's unmotivated to clean their room to a president, right? From somebody who's in a position where they are splitting 52 personalities, the same 10 tools I'm going to give you are the ones I use. There's nothing you can't change with these 10. What it really will come down to is understanding this incredible tool called the Six Human Needs, so you know why people are doing things, what they're trying to get, and showing them a better way to get it. Because I look at what I do as being a designer of patterns. Really what I do is I help people to close the gap in their life from where they are to where they want to be by helping them find a new pattern of thinking, feeling, and behaving that will get them there. That's all it is. But to design a new pattern, you got to first interrupt the old. How did I make the changes in Tim yesterday? How do we trigger those in Tim? How do we make those happen? The only tool I used was questions. Did you see that? I rewired his entire brain just by leading his brain through questions. Now, what do questions do? They stimulate a very specific pattern of the use of your brain. If I said to you right now, all of you in this room right now, take a deep breath in. Exhale and moan. I want you, as you feel really good, I want you to answer a question for me. What are you really, really happy about in your life right now? Or what could you be happy about if you wanted to be really happy? What could you be happy about if you really wanted to be happy right now? What could you be happy about? How does it feel to be really happy if you want to be? How many are feeling pretty good right now? Say aye. Now what just happened is I used a simple stimulus using English language to guide your nervous system to a point where it would fire off very specific biochemicals that will create a sensation in your body that's going to affect even the next moment what you'll do or not do with a question. So questions are the most powerful tool because they're completely non-invasive on the surface. I'm not touching you. I'm not doing anything to you. I'm not demanding anything. I'm merely asking. Do you remember Columbo? Columbo, man, I don't even know who that guy is. Oh, good, he's around the world, obviously. Columbo, how did he catch the crooks? How did he do things? Did he do it with force? Did he do it by confronting them? Is that how he did it? No, he just was always confused. I'm not sure. I'm curious. Can you help me out? Right? And he would just wind them right where they want to go. Questions are the most powerful gift you have. If you want to give somebody a gift, ask them a great question. Instead of saying, hey, let me tell you about my life. Say, listen, what are you really happy about in your life? When I meet people, I'll say to them, one of my most common questions, I'll say, what's really great in your life? What are you excited about in your life? And then somebody goes, oh, I don't know nothing. I'll keep digging and I'll find something. All of a sudden you gave them a gift. You got them reassociated with something wonderful. Questions are the tool. They help you understand what's going on and they help you rewire the person's brain. And with questions, you can break somebody's pattern. Remember some of the questions I asked him yesterday got us to know what he wanted and what was preventing him to get it. But then I asked him questions like, well, how could you possibly have somebody not give you what you want and still be happy? Remember what happened to his eyes? He was like, right? His brain goes like, I don't know. How do I find that? And his brain is looking around trying to make connections. So they help you discover, but they also help you break patterns and rewire. All right? I want you to get the questions are not something simple. They're something powerful. Now, the best thing I can tell you about pattern reps is this. The more outrageous the pattern rep, the more unexpected, the more effective it is. See, the best humor is something that you are not expecting. When a guy cracks you up, it's because you're going one way and bam, they go zigzag the other way all of a sudden, don't they? And stuff that will make people laugh is stuff that most people won't do. Things that will shock you. Things that will tease you. So something that is gross or bizarre or sexual. Anything that isn't part of the normal rules makes people respond. And one of the things that's made me effective in my ability to interrupt people's patterns is because I don't just do what the standard person does. A therapist will sit down with a person. This is why therapy takes years. A person will come in. And they'll sit down, and first of all, a lot of therapy is about diagnosing a person and giving them a label rather than diagnosing a pattern that exists in this moment and knowing what you have to do to change it now. So people spend years getting labels, which basically gives them an identity for their problem. Now it's not a pattern, it's them, it's something they have. It's pretty hard to change who you are or something you've had for years. It's easy to change a pattern. And moment to moment, your patterns are changing. You can go from being angry to being happy in a second. When you start thinking it's a thing and you give it a title and it's your identity, now you have to hang on to it. So traditional therapists will go and they'll spend all this time diagnosing, labeling, and then they look for the cause as if it matters. right? The cause doesn't matter. The source matters. The cause may be some story somebody said to you, this thing happened, but the source of it is the way you're using your nervous system right now. It's what you're doing with your physiology. It's what you're doing with your language. It's what you're doing with your focus and your belief. Where it came from, frankly, rarely matters. It might be interesting. You might want to go there and scramble it up just for that purpose, but it doesn't do you any good to have more reasons why you're screwed up. Spending all this time to figure out. And by the way, as you're searching for why it is, you make most of it up anyway. And once you do that, you think of more and more things. Just like when you get angry, you remember all the reasons you could be angry with a person. Well, when you're looking for the problem, you might even find the problem, but then you find all kinds of other things to link to it. Now you've actually created a chain of events that really didn't make you feel this way, but now they do, because you've actually wired yourself to do it. So if people come to see me, I break their pattern right away. And I used to do a lot of private therapy. I lived in a place called Del Mar, California, and I bought a home that was literally, it was called the Del Mar Castle. It was built from castles in Europe, and I loved it. And my office was literally in the turret on the third story. And the turret had an outdoor area. You could look out and see the ocean on one side, the mountaintops on the other. It was my favorite place. So someone would come to see me, and I know when they were. I'd go up to my office. I'd go up the stairs up to the top of the turret, and I'd watch them as they come in. And you'd see them. They'd walk in like this. They'd be like, oh, wow, you know, look at the place. It's really beautiful. It's a neat place. Look at the ocean, smelling the trees. They're in a great place. You can see them knocking on the door. They don't know I can see them because I'm up at the top of the turret looking. So sure enough, they come in, and my assistant would bring him in and say, he's up the stairs, just wind up the winding stairs. You can hear him walking up the stairs. They come up and say, oh, hi, Mr. Robbins. So great to meet you. Thank you so much for seeing me. Yada, yada. I flew in from wherever, some part of the world, some part of the country. Da, 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 da. Thank you. I said, no problem. Please have a seat. And I'd say, so, what are we here for? And the person would say something like, well, I have this. And I go, stop that. Stop that right now. And they go, what do I do? I said, we haven't started yet. And they go, oh, I'm sorry. And they'd be totally fine. Totally fine. Because they just knew you're now it's time to get fixed, so they go into that triad that they do. Because there's nothing you experience. You only experience what you do. So they do that physiology, that language, that focus in their head, that belief system in the moment. When I say we haven't started, first of all, it shocked them because I screamed at them. I've been this nice, warm person. Why did the scream work? If I'd been intense when they walked up, they would have been prepared. But I was so warm and gentle, which is my real nature, and then all of a sudden, ba-boom, explosion. Just the volume alone would shock you. So now their whole nervous system's like this. Now, by the way, what did that do? As they started to play that triad, play that record, I took and made a giant scratch in it. How many follow that? Say aye. I just took one big hit. Now, is one hit enough? No. But I'll tell you what, it gives you a good start because now they're not quite sure what's going to happen next. So now they can't go in that pattern with the same certainty. So now when you start feeling uncertain as you go in the pattern, it doesn't feel so good. In fact, it kind of screws it up a little bit. So then I would start out and I would say, okay, now, before you tell me about the challenge, tell me about three of the most powerful experiences of your life. And they'd be like, and why was I doing that? What did I tell you change is all about? Finding resources that exist in your life and bringing them to a place where you're unresourceful and anchoring it. That's all it is. So first what I did is break the pattern if they start to go to it, but I started out by finding resources. Does every human have a place where they're resourceful, yes or no? If they have no place within themselves consciously, there's a place unconsciously because they've seen and heard other people who are resourceful who they can mimic or who they can believe have taken over their mind and body. So I can say, I know you're not, but I know, who do you know? John Smith is. Okay, John's going to do this now. Have John take over. There is always a way to get somebody resourceful. So I get these three resource states, and I would anchor it. So they'd say, well, and they wouldn't be sure. I'd say, no, come on, tell me. Stand up here and show me what it was like. And they go, well, you know, when I was in high school, I was one of the 10 leaping lords of lizards. And they all excited, and I go, click, and I anchor them. I anchor, anchor, in a happy state. Anchor, anchor, anchor. What did it feel like? Anchor, anchor. And this I'm showing you visually, but I'd often anchor somebody with a look. They don't even know I'm anchoring. Or I'd say, really? Really? So later on, if they're starting to go in the lousy state, I go, really? Their whole state would change. Right? So it gave me a way, if they started getting too unresourceful, I could break the pattern and make them feel good.